Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry. Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry. When I take you out in the Surrey. When I take you
continue
out
our chicken conversation, or part of our livestock conversation. We're on chickens right now, and I had to pause Farmer Greg as he was going to something really simple he discovered on his laying boxes, and I'll let you just pick up right there, Farmer Greg, and take it away.
So there are all kinds of things you can do for laying boxes. You can buy expensive ones. You can buy not expensive ones. What I did about 10 years ago is I took 15-gallon tree tubs. After we plant your trees, get yourself a 15-gallon tree tub, lay it on its side, mount a 2x4 on the front of it so that the 2x4 comes up about 3 inches over the lip, and put some hay in there.
And then just let them jump in and lay.
Jump in and lay. Yes.
And if you're not planning on planting a bunch of 15-gallon, you could probably go to any nursery, and there's usually a stack of them off to the side. Some may charge you a few pennies. Some may just say, you know what, these dinged up ones, take those.
Right. Exactly. So that is the simplest way I've found in keeping hens for 22 years. The other thing that we have to be really cognizant about is predator-proofing our coop. You all know that we here at the Urban Farm are near 16th Street and Bethany Home. That is right in the middle of Phoenix. In the past 5 years, we have actually lost hens to bobcats. Again, right in the middle of Phoenix. And there's been raccoons on our back patio. And just the other day, there was a coyote running down my street. So you actually have to build a predator-proof coop. And anybody that wants more instruction can reach out to me. We can interact via email, greg@urbanfarm.org. But basically what you need to do is you need to use hardware cloth and build a coop that has hardware cloth that goes down into the ground so they can't even dig in. And what I found was that using the hardware cloth that has the 1/2-inch by 1/2-inch squares will also keep out other birds and rats.
And that's actually important for the to keep disease from infiltrating your flock. You know, doves especially, I've not had that I've noticed any, but I know a lot of people say doves are one of the primary things you want to keep out of chicken pens.
Mm. Oh, there you go.
And I don't know if that's because they're migratory and they carry a lot of stuff or whatever the case.
But. Yeah. What I used for the roof of my chicken coop was the welded wire fencing that has holes in it 2 inches by 4 inches. The sparrows get through there. Rats can go right through there. So in the future, if I'm ever to build another coop, I am using the 1/2-inch by 1/2-inch hardware cloth all the way around.
And Carr, you've got some information for homeowners on looking up the regulations. There are some HOAs, some city ordinances to be aware of. How do you identify whether or not your backyard legally can house a chicken flock?
Well, some cities will post that directly, or you may have to Google the regulations and find for your municipality what the rules are. You can also call your city offices and ask them. In Phoenix, we just have a few regulations. We're pretty relaxed here. If you have 10,000 square feet and you can keep the coop 80 feet from your neighbor's house.
Not property line, house. That's really important.
House. And you don't have roosters, because that's not allowed in Phoenix, then you're pretty good to go. And one thing that I would mention is that most of the regulations they're complaint driven. So if your neighbors don't care, then
there's no one driving around and looking in your backyard to see if you've got chickens.
That's right. But even if you have followed all the regulations, if your chickens are an annoyance and somebody calls it in, they'll come and check, and that's no fun to have an inspector come.
Right.
So you want to make sure that, you know, you're keeping the smell down and the flies down and the noise down. And if you can get in writing that your neighbors have said it's okay to have chickens, then that's even better situation. I think it's a great idea to share eggs with your neighbors. That helps a lot. Yeah, that helps a whole lot. But HOAs, those are another animal, right? HOAs have all kinds of different rules, and so you need to contact your association and find out what they say. And you may have to get creative.
We actually know somebody in our chicken keeping community here in the Valley who discovered that his neighbor was keeping tropical birds in his backyard. So tropical birds were allowed, chickens were not allowed. So he renamed his chickens Tropical Jungle Fowl and went to the HOA and say, hey, I've got tropical jungle fowl here. And now, last I heard, they had multiple families in that HOA keeping tropical jungle fowl.
Tropical jungle fowl. That is brilliant. Where there is a will, there's a way. And we're talking about backyard livestock today. And Rosie on the House, the fourth Saturday of the month, we have Farmer Greg in talk about establishing an urban farm at your home, castle, or cabin. We're joined by Kari Spencer of the Micro Farm Project. We've got a lot more to talk about here right after this.